This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for connecting to the eBay cancellation department. This is David. How can I help you? Okay. Do you receive any automated voicemail about any fraud transaction?
Yeah, sure did.
Okay. So do you want to cancel it?
Yes, please.
Okay, so now tell me, like, which type of devices do you have? Do you have a computer or laptop?
I'm on a phone.
Okay. Is it possible to let me know that? Is it your iPhone or is it your Android mobile?
It's Android.
Okay, Samsung mobile phone. So what you need to do, ma'am, you need to put my call in the loudspeaker and open up your Play Store.
Yeah,
just open up your Play Store.
Yeah.
Now, look at the, did you open up the Play Store?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the very top of your screen, there is a search bar. Did you see that search for, yeah. You need to type over there. Okay. You need to type over there. AnyDesk, A-N-Y. Desk, D-E-S-K.
A-A-S-K.
Yeah, D-E-S-K. Now give a click on search. And once you click on search, what? No, like, I'm not taking your access. You are simply going to be connected with our eBay customer support so that we can provide you the exact information.
Another way we can do this.
I'm sorry?
Another way we can do this without you getting access to my phone?
No, I'm not trying to access your phone. Through that application, you're just going to be connect with our technical server, eBay Secure Server. And once you are connected, you can see in front of your own eyes where you can connect it or not.
Yeah.
Okay, no need to be worried about it.
What, because this is not a scam call, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but we are not scammers. We are calling you from 45 Market Street, North Sydney, 10th floor. And like, why you are getting this call from eBay? Because someone are trying to misuse your information, and they are buying a gift card for $299. So we are just trying to help you out to cancel the transaction, and as well as refund your money back. Okay.
No money's been taken, so.
Like, your money put on hold, that's the reason if any single penny charged to your account, we will refund get back to you as well. This is not any scam company, and we don't have any bad intention with our eBay customers. Okay.
Alright.
I trust you.
Yeah.
You. I know you trust me. Just open up
that. No,
I don't,
actually. You don't know shit. I don't trust you at all. So, no, you haven't.
Alright, that's your problem. So what do you want me to...
I want you to cancel it, but I'm not giving you any access to my phone.
I'm not taking your access, I'm just trying to installing the application.
I'm not
going to
download any app that can give you remote access. Right.
Okay, no problem.
Call.
Do you do online
okay.
banking with this cell phone?
I do, yep.
Okay,
that's
so
why
take
I want
that.
To give you remote access.
No, of course not. You don't download any desk, you just open up your online banking stops and check that if any transaction details comes up on your statement or not. $299 for iPhone gift card.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, it has been.
And when was the last time you logged into your eBay account?
My eBay account?
Okay, what? that means you don't have any eBay account as well. Somebody are missing your email. What?
I do have an eBay account.
All right. And dear, do you share your any information outside or anyone else? Do you share your any information outside or anyone else? Okay, so do me a favor. First, once you open this online banking, you can't see any kind of transaction happen, right?
Yeah.
And let me tell you why you are not see the transactions details, because how can you see that transaction, madam? It's a fake transaction which has been made by some other people throughout your details. So we can't see your transaction as well. That's why you are received an automated voicemail just to confirm that if you did not make any transaction today morning, that means somebody misused your account and your information. So So once you have downloaded that Indesk application, nobody can access to your phone, because I'm gonna provide you the security and password, okay, so that nobody can access to your phone, but you are simply going to be connected with our eBay technical server. So just try to search for Indesk and install that app.
Okay.
You no need to tell me anything. I'm sorry. What do you say?
I have the NDS app.
Okay, just open this app, ma'am. I'm gonna provide you the security and password, okay? Just open the NDS and did you see there is a 9-digit number over there? Remote address. Like what you can see on the mobile screen, what you can see over there?
What can I see?
Yeah. Are you on the Indesk application?
Yeah, I'm trying to download.
Okay. Just trying to download that application. Indesk remote desktop, the red color app. Sorry? Yeah, open it up so that I can provide you the security and password. I promise to you, into your Indesk. Yeah, now speaking clearly and louder, I can't hear you properly very well. No problem. Once you open up your Indesk application, what you can see on your screen?
Is it's
Indesk,
and then it's
Instamart
address, and it's store address, and
it's stock numbers. Yeah, did you see there is a 9-digit number over there? Tell me the number one by one. Okay. 919-066-187, right?
Yeah.
And below that number, can you see set password? Okay, just do me a favor. That is your not any ID number. Just tell me, did you download this application? Do you download this application? Okay, open it up.
Yeah.
Open your any desk.
Yes.
Now what can you see?
The same thing is what I saw before. Any desk, enter my address, and then just your address.
Enter remote address and your address. Okay, there's some 9-digit number, right? Tell me the number.
919-003-187.
Below that number, can you see set password?
No.
Okay, just hold on. Okay. So, as you know that this is a fraud transaction which has been made by some other people. For that reason, you got any kind of security warning within a few seconds, and I'm gonna let you know that how to avoid this warning message so that you can directly connect with our server. What can you see on your screen?
I can see the same as our
server. Ma'am, it should be not any number. What you need to do just open this. Just go back to the normal home screen and reopen up your AnyDesk once again. Reopen up your AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Okay. Now once you open up your AnyDesk, it's a Samsung mobile phone, right? So once you open up, you can see any kind of like a privacy policy statement. Did you see that privacy policy?
Oh.
What you can see? The number.
Right? Yeah.
Tell me, the same 919-066-187.
Yeah.
But it's not matched our server, madam.
Ah.
Just hold on.
In the main user's privacy statement, where it says about NGS.
Okay, wait. Okay, can you please confirm me, did you see any kind of option like allow or agree, okay, confirm, next?
Yeah, you see that.
Okay, after that what do you see?
It's the number and the same thing as before.
Alright, the numbers. What is the number? 919.
006-187.
Okay, 919-066-187.
Yeah.
Okay, just hang on. And you do have a AnyDesk app already into your mobile phone, or you gotta download that application right now?
I just downloaded it.
Okay, you just download this.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay, what you need to do, just open up the Play Store once again.
Yeah.
Okay, are you in the Play Store?
No, it's the App Store. I see no iPhone.
Okay, look at the right hand side bottom. Yeah, iPhone. Okay, I'm so sorry for that. Just look at the very bottom, there is a search option. Just click on that magnifying glass logo and type there the same thing, any desk. I think you download the wrong application. I'm going to provide you what you need to do, okay?
Yeah, I downloaded the right application, any desk.
Okay, what can you see?
It's open.
Okay, just click on open. Now, after that, what can you see?
The same, before,
919-0-6-9-7.
999,
repeat me
one more time. 919-0-6-1-8-7.
Okay. All right. You got your internet is turned on right now, I do believe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But you tell me the wrong number, madam. It's not connected with our server. I'm not providing you anything like any security warning message, which you need.
Right. Hey. Hi there. Is there another way to check?
Just wait. Hello? All right. What do you need to do, madam?
Yeah.
You need to open the App Store one more time. I'm just going to guide you up right now. The last time. I'm just going to guide you up.
Okay.
Close it and everything. Just open up your App Store one more time.
Yeah.
Now go to the search bar and type there the same thing, any desk. And after search on any desk, what comes up, just let me know. Don't click anywhere, okay?
Any desk, remote desktop,
yeah, choose that one, any desk, remote desktop. Choose that one, any desk, remote desktop.
Yeah.
The first option. Just try to double click on that get.
And it's open.
Okay. Click on open.
How many people did this happen to a day? How often do these transactions
happen? No. Hello? Are you in the App Store, ma'am? Are you in the App Store?
Yes, I am.
Look at the bottom right hand side. Do you see the search magnifying glass? There's a small search magnifying glass.
Yep.
Just give a click on that.
Yep.
And just look at the top. Just look at the top. Do you see the search bar where you can type something?
I thought it was somebody else. Did you still dive it or somebody else?
Yes. They are transferred that call to me. I'm the senior supervisor on this floor. Alright, so just look at the top. Do you see the search bar where you can type something? Do you see the search long bar? You need to type there quick support. Remove that any desk, type there quick support. We are providing the security so in future nobody can make the order.
Should we try Tanger as well? Or
no. It's a quick support. Type there quick support.
Have I wasted enough of your time yet?
Sorry?
Have I wasted enough of your time yet? I feel like I'm wasting the time.
Oh,